Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It's a little windy, but it's nice out here in Wentzville's Sugar Fire Smokehouse. And the whole crew is here. Jane's going to hang out. Dan Buff is going to join us in just a little bit. Andrew, he has his priorities in order. He's got mac and cheese.
Oh,
and
man.
What'd you go with here from the Sugar Fire, Andrew?
Fried chicken biscuits.
It looks really good.
It's. I thought it would be nice and not messy, but like all good barbecue.
It's
incredibly messy.
That's
it
okay.
Looks, it
Dang,
looks
that looks
really,
good.
Really good. For Andrew, who lives basically in Springfield, Illinois, this was a two-hour flight to get here?
Yes. Yeah.
He's got a hotel in the room nearby.
I had to take the Hyperloop. To,
it's not that far, really, from where I live. It just sort of depends on traffic. By the way, Steve Ellman, who is the St. Charles County executive, is going to join us in the next hour. You know what's funny? I sent this to Fred yesterday. I don't know what it is, but on my iPad, there's an Apple function where pictures just sort of rotate through from years past. It's maybe similar to what Facebook Memories is, but every day on my iPad, there's a picture that comes up. So yesterday, the one that came up was me and Steve Ellman and the other guy's in prison. See if you can guess. Who's the other guy?
Stanger.
Which one might be a good...
Stanger.
Stanger is in that... And now... That brings up an interesting question. I think Fred said, doesn't he get out later this year? Wouldn't that be 2 years?
Yeah, it's,
I think so.
It's the very end of this year.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
how fast time has flown.
Right. I don't know if it's been fast for him in the but
we'll have him on the round table then January 2nd, something like that.
Oh, no. If you
We welcome Jeff Smith back.
That's
look,
right.
I want to have – I talked to Steve before he went to prison, and he did say that – we'd have a discussion, you know, when
after?
He got out about some of these things, and we'll find out.
I
have had many friends who have made big mistakes and some who have gone to prison, and he happens to be one of them. So
I know a lot of people, and, you know, if they could turn their life around, that's the deal. You do your time, and you turn your life around. That's the goal, isn't it? I mean, that we really want people to turn their lives around.
I think part of the deal is, though, and this is true with even elected officials today, you don't know if people really are about what they say they're about. You know, I believed in a lot of the things that Steve Stanger was about because they weren't radical lefty ideas. He was more of a moderate Democrat. I felt, you know, Jane, and you can say whatever you want, but I felt that way about Eric Greitens because I thought he was a guy that had great ideas, innovative ideas, was going to implement those ideas, was going to hire the best people. I think he did hire some good people at the state, and Randall Williams was one of them that just left. But, you know, ultimately that was disappointing.
Oh, all that kind of stuff is disappointing, and unfortunately, and I think it needs to happen. And they need to do a sweep every once in a while because power corrupts, and you just got to know that. And you know the money involved, and I mean we're seeing this. And
when you
I think
say
we're
a sweep,
gonna.
I mean,
because then
you mean
people
term limits.
No,
more?
A sweep as in the criminal activity needs to be prosecuted.
Oh, I see.
So that people remember, you know. It's not theoretical. These laws that are in place and you not being doing conflicts, taking money and pay to play, this is not a game.
So,
and you need a sweep
It's real
them
life.
Up.
This is
That's
what
right.
you do. If you break the law, you go to prison.
We had these group. Fred, you remember the group from Illinois that we featured a few weeks ago? And this is sort of a watchdog group. It was very organic. And they've been responsible for putting so many people in prison in this little area in Illinois. And I bring it up because now we're lamping in Jeff, we're talking off the air about PPP loans, PPE loans and all that. What is it, PPE? And you,
Stimulus spending.
When you think about all the stuff that's happened in the last year, including the money that's now going to come into St. Louis, you know, the half a
We need an audit
dollars.
Of the first round.
Well, and can you even imagine how much funny business is going on and will continue to go on?
And that's what I mean. That's why it always heartens me when the U.S. attorney's getting active, because I'm like, you know what? There's the halo effect.
And one of the stories that the guest told us was that didn't he help show a woman who was upset with her local government how to follow out on these complaints and file petitions.
Freedom of information requests
and
things
along
those
lines. And it ended up in like 112 indictments just on this one person.
That's you can make a difference. So, I, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm always heartened when that happens because you need to do a sweep. I mean, I remember I was in Jeff City when they did the first sweep with Bill Webster. My first day on the job, the FBI storms the finance office. I was like,
that was the first day on
the job. I was in the AG's office. I'm like, well, gee, glad I like moved to Jeff City. I mean,
you were there though. That was all post Bob Griffin, though, wasn't it?
No, Bob Griffin
was
after.
Pre-Bob Griffin?
No, because I waited tables at night when I was a lawyer by day, so I could pay my student loans. And I waited tables at a nice restaurant in Jeff City, and they had committee meetings there, and I waited on him a few times.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
That was, for those people, that was a former Missouri House Speaker who was indicted and went, to prison, then Bob Griffin did,
I think he did go to prison, but clearly was indicted.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're live out here, Sugar Fire Smokehouse. In the next hour, I mentioned St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. We got some music stuff to do as well. But right now, this is a new feature, Dane. It's very important.
You did allegations.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Yeah, that's correct.
There it is. Jane did do a fine job pinch hitting last Friday. We appreciate that. But Sue is back, and it's brought to her by Sue and you by Sue.
We could all be in.
We can all be in. All right, what you got?
I'm going to start with this story from yesterday. There is a woman in Jefferson County. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you've heard this. She went out to garden, and she's digging in her backyard, and she finds something. It's about the size of her hand, and she's not sure what it is.
Oh, boy.
So she takes it inside, and she says to her husband,
"Yeah, why wouldn't you, right?
Hello.
What do you think this is?" And they kind of wash it off a little bit. And he takes it into the dining room. He said, "You know what, honey? Let me look at this thing. I'm going to take it in." And he's in the dining room with a steak knife, just trying to get the dirt out. It's rusty. It's dirty. And she says, "You know what? Let me go to the internet and look up and see if I can find what this thing is."
I know what it is.
Don't say it, Fred. So.
I think he might have wanted to make a joke, though.
I'm sorry, I do love a Fred joke.
I know.
Yeah.
Could it have been a tick from Mark's backyard?
That big, it could have been.
A swollen tick.
Yes.
Was it rusty and it had Japanese writing on it, because that's what they found?
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
She went into the kitchen to look it up on the internet while he's scraping it with a steak knife, and she screams, "Don't touch it!"
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a World War II era Japanese bomb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What?
Now, she has found this in her backyard in Jefferson County. They don't know if it's live or not, so they get on the phone, and they call the Jefferson County Sheriff. And the sheriff says, "Don't be touching that thing." They call the Air Force. And they call the Tobacco and Firearms
ATF,
and
went in
ATF.
Squad.
They get the whole bomb squad out there in Jefferson County, and they shut down like a radius around it. And they have to call the bomb squad in St. Louis because it was a national story, but nobody covered it locally.
Which is so odd.
Right?
That's bizarre.
When was this?
It was earlier. It might have been this woman was digging around Saturday, so about a week ago.
A week ago?
We heard nothing about it.
Nothing.
Historically, I think it is one of the undercovered battles of World War II. That's the battle at Imperial.
The battle at Jeffco?
So, right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, it was hard fought.
Very important.
They send in the ATF. The ATF looks at it, and sure enough, it's still live.
Oh, wow.
It had a 500-foot blast range. And the St. Louis crew, the St. Louis Regional Bomb and Arson Unit, took it over to Scott Air Force Base, and they exploded it in like a safety room.
That's
so
awesome.
This woman, it's incredible.
So is there a theory as to how it got there? Was it a vet that brought something back?
That's what they do not know. She said the woman.
Some very lost Japanese soldiers?
Yeah, the woman and her husband say they are now obsessed with World War II and are going to do the deep dive and try to figure
it out.
There's
like holes all over their yard now, right?
What?
Right?
The heck?
It's an excavation
Well, how many more are
site.
There? I mean,
it's like Big Cedar at Branson.
And her husband, exactly. Her husband did say something like the fact that he was working on it with a steak knife shows why women perhaps live longer than men.
Yes, right. I'm not going to argue with that, Sue.
Like who? Okay, but I have to ask, why the heck would you, I wouldn't bring it in my house? Like that.
Well, you know what it was. It's dirty.
I don't bring dirty crap into my house. I just don't. That's fair. Kind of how I am.
It's fair. Jane's a neat treat.
I must be.
And now, I'm going to do a little twist in Sue's news because it's Mother's Day weekend.
It is Mother's Day.
And we are going to do a Mother's Day quiz now. If you have the answer, just say your name, the first one, and I will keep track. There's only 7 questions of who will get the most points in the Mother's Day quiz.
And you're going to keep score here?
I'm keeping score.
All right.
You ready?
I'm excited.
Number one, people.
Hey, Andrew, can we cheat at this, buddy?
That's what I was just thinking. No. I was like, well, I can see her. I can see her.
Fred.
Cheat.
No, Fred.
I have it right here.
I can see the paper.
Okay.
Fred.
Cheaters never prosper. And if I catch you, you're dead. Number one.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Which president made Mother's Day an official holiday in the U.S.?
Andrew. FDR.
It was.
That is incorrect.
No, it wasn't.
Harry Truman.
That is incorrect.
Ronald Reagan.
I'm going with Teddy Roosevelt.
He was never president.
Jane, you got a guess?
Warren G. Harding.
Right. No.
No.
LBJ.
Nope, it was Woodrow Wilson in 1914.
Oh, that was my next guess.
That's like the only thing you did well. Okay.
All right. Number two.
All right, Woody.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
Ouch. Burn on Woodrow Wilson.
Which of the following flowers are often associated with Mother's Day?
Mark. Roses. Ooh.
That is incorrect.
Andrew. Oh.
And if you would have given me time, I would give you the choices.
Well,
A.
It's like the buzzer, though.
A. Lilies. B, carnations, or 3, daisies.
Daisies.
Nope.
Andrew. Carnations.
I'm sorry, I'm Lilacs. Andrew.
Lilies.
Lilies, whatever.
Nobody said lilacs. Fred,
the first one. The first
you.
One.
It's carnations.
You've
good Lord,
me
people.
Carnations.
Pay attention.
I said carnations,
like carnations,
but I didn't say my name. Does that count?
No, you lose. Okay. Sit down.
Fred gets that point.
I get that point.
Fred wins. Fred is winning. Fred is winning, and he's not cheating.
Number 3. Which country awarded medals to women with large families in the 1920s?
Which country
Which
did that?
Country awarded medals to women with large families in the 1920s? Was it?
Jane?
Go ahead, Jane.
Well, no, you can give me the choices.
Okay.
Oh, no, give me the choices. I'll be good.
Was it A, Germany?
That's what I was going to say. I say
two.
A.
Was it B, France? Or was it C, England?
Andrew. A, Germany.
Nope.
So the French were the French
ones? B, France.
That's right.
French.
Mark is on the board.
Oh, that's
Mark is on the
disturbing.
Board.
That was essentially cheating, but I'm going to take
it. Yeah.
You know what? I'm giving it to you.
It was
wasn't
after
offended.
The war. It was after the war, so that makes sense.
Okay.
They need more
people.
Yes,
exactly.
Can I guess a dollar?
Okay.
Or does that not work on this one?
No, not on this one.
No, dear. No, thank you. Thank you, Carl. Number 4. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the mother of presidents because 8 former presidents were born and raised there, Jane?
Virginia.
That is correct.
Oh, Jane.
Say Virginia.
He's on the board, ladies.
Nice. The only one I knew.
That was impressive.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, now here's a movie one, people.
Oh, we better get this.
In which film do you hear the immortal words, "Mother's not quite herself today"?
Jane.
Oh, Psycho.
Psycho, yeah.
That's right.
Well, that was a tie. I get a point.
I raised my hand.
Wait a second.
I raised my hand and followed the rules, and you just blurted out like a child.
Whoever I hear first wins.
I'm playing under
you
protest.
Blurted like a child, I win.
I think
number 6.
Umpire review, that goes to Jane.
That's a flag.
Yes, thank you.
Fred.
Thank you,
this
Fred.
This is when popularity works. Okay.
All right, just remember, no raising hands. Say your name, because otherwise...
Yeah, it's
too
much.
Okay. What Mark. Percent... Yes, what
30%,
is the answer?
30%.
He doesn't even
know. What percent of babies are born on their due date? A good Mother's Day question. What percent of babies are born on their birthday?
Mark.
On their due date?
Is 45%.
It no. Okay.
Carl,
next.
Buzz him.
Next.
I say 3%.
What
is
yes.
Is that for Mark or for me?
No, that's for you.
Both.
Dang.
Both.
Andrew.
Dang.
Yeah.
60.
No. Fred.
5.
That is correct.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Fred.
I mean.
Fred.
Oh. How in the world did
well,
you
he's
know
the health. He was a health editor. First of all, I mean, 3% and it was 5. I was darn close.
Andrew, I have no doubt that Fred cheated on this quiz.
Oh, yeah. No.
I just
Fred,
don't know how
no.
he did.
Fred is not a cheater.
Fred is not a cheater.
Fred isn't a cheater.
Right. I don't know.
You,
either.
On the other hand.
I am going to review the scores. We have Mark with one. Andrew, unfortunately, not on the board yet. Fred with two. Jane with two. Here's the final question.
This is it, baby.
In the U.S., what month of the year has the highest birth rate?
Mark.
I heard Mark.
July.
No.
Andrew. Fred.
August.
Probably winter.
Andrew.
It's
going to
be winter, right?
November.
No.
August.
Jane.
Oh, do I get a half a point? Do I get a half a point, though?
December, yeah.
Nope. Jane Duker has won the round.
Yes!
Of the Mother's Day quiz. And this was Sue's News, brought to you by Sue.
And I was a winner, and you were not.
It's impressive. Typically, the host doesn't like to play because then he reveals how stupid he is. But you know what you missed yesterday? I don't know if you heard. You should listen. Honestly, you should listen online for this, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed George Gray doing The Price is Wrong. So you know George. You've met him before.
Yes.
It was his idea.
The Price is Wrong? That's
he
a
said,
great idea.
Let's do The Price is Wrong. Andrew gathered a bunch of items that...
Ugh.
Where did you find him? You found him on... You said
like online
on,
online marketplaces like eBay, Facebook
eBay.
Marketplace.
Okay, yeah. No,
and
I need to play that game.
We
though.
Had to get... Well, we're going
to
end up
we
doing
do
it,
that.
I think, every once
yeah,
in a while.
We need a big tournament.
You can't just say George Gray. He's the official Price is Right guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
I watched that my whole childhood. I love The Price is
yes.
Right.
He's the modern-day Johnny Olson, basically.
Yes,
he's a St. Louis
yes.
guy.
He's
a
modern-day Johnny
he's
Olson.
He's a huge Cardinals guy. So what he does, just because of the taping schedule with Price, he is often here for a good portion of the summer because he's got a house in Baldwin. The house that he grew up with or in is there. So George will be in to do, you know, live, hopefully, The Price is Wrong. The other thing that I want to do, I got to throw a little toss out here for my friend Neil Sausages, who is with the Mighty Pines. You guys know the Mighty Pines, great local band.
No.
And I was unaware of this, and I'm a little disappointed because I'm going to miss it, but I'm going out of town next weekend. They're playing a show at the Fox. Now, it's very limited seating, I think 500 people, and there are some tickets available. But Neil, this band, the Mighty Pines, you'll be blown away by them. I saw them for the first time in Columbia at Roots and Blues at the music festival several years ago. I was unaware. I didn't know them. I didn't know they were from St. Louis. And I'm like, this is a band that I really like. So I've
Mighty
gotten
Pines,
to know Neil.
Down.
And we're going to have him in. If we can get, we got to get permission for this, but he's going to bring a guitar in and play a little music for us next week in advance of that show. At least that's the plan. We'll
Amen.
Take a break. 423, 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon live. Sugar Fire Smokehouse out in Wentzville with the whole team. Dan Buffa coming up. We'll talk movies next on 97.1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 429, 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon doing the show live at Sugar Fire Smokehouse in Wentzville. I almost said Fenton just because that's my location. Where
Fred Bottomer, 5%. He knew it.
He
you understand
it.
Me? Yeah. Right on the nose.
He did very well. He did
He's
very
fast.
Well.
It was shocking.
Andrew's out here soon.
Andrew's over there, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
Andrew, how was that meal? You have no idea how
so
jealous
good.
I am.
Yeah, I'm looking. And you see how his hand is over the food?
Yeah,
like, don't come near
it.
Me. Yeah, he's protecting.
It's a natural instinct.
Hey, we missed Dan Buffa out here this afternoon. He apparently doesn't own a car or something. Like, I have no idea.
That's a
shame. Hey, whoa.
I'm a kid. He's like, I'm here.
You could have brought the child with you out here, but I know you have parental responsibilities, Dan. We miss you. We'd love to have you out on the next one. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. I mean, I don't think anybody misses my face. I mean, let's just be honest. This is the best delivery.
No, that's very untrue.
Yeah, but Dan, you know, let's think about this. When's the last time we saw each other in person? It would have had to have been much more than a year ago, right?
Probably either when I went studio and did a show or at our last screening.
Wow.
And I bring it up because this is one of the ways I started the show this afternoon. This is significant not only because we're here this afternoon, but because we have not had a station event. Most of the stations in our building, and I think we have like 45 now,
yep.
have not had any kind of events. And it's, we're up to 46. So it's nice to have just people out here. No one's wearing masks. We're outside. The wind is blowing the COVID particles all around in the air, so we're safe. But you've got some movies to talk about. One of them is a Guy Ritchie movie, and I'm kind of hit or miss on Guy Ritchie. Like King Arthur, Legend of the Sword was awful.
Such a bad movie.
I kind of liked The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I wasn't into the Sherlock Holmes movies as much as some people were. And I did like Aladdin.
I liked Aladdin.
I thought Aladdin was pretty good. So what do we have now from Guy Ritchie?
Well, he's kind of he likes to move around in genres. He likes to do the action gangster, then just pure action. The Gentleman, I think, was his best movie in years. Wrath of Man is not as good as that, but it's a solid action movie. It's Jason Statham and Guy Ritchie working together. They always make very interesting takes on a very well-known genre. So by the trailer, you'll know that Statham is basically the guy who can't grow a beard and throws a stiff punch. That's basically the way he plays here. He joins a cash truck company, deadly job, and on the first ride he's on, it gets overtaken by a heist, and he just takes everybody out. And the whole crew is like, did we just, you know, hire John Rambo, who looks like a British guy, or is this guy for real? And there's more to the story. Statham's character's got a certain mission, but it's essentially him turned loose for about 2 hours.
A couple other folks I noticed in the movie. It looks like Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, is in the film. Andy Garcia as well. Big role or not?
All of the supporting cast are very good in this movie. Scott Eastwood plays probably his most riskiest and probably his best role yet. He plays something you wouldn't expect. And they do a little thing with his hair. He has a scar. So that's interesting. Andy Garcia has like the sixth different cinematic accent in this movie. I almost forgot it was him, but he's good in a small role. Holt McCallany, one of those faces you'll know but not the names, he has a good juicy role in this one as well. So the movie works as an action film with a little more sophistication than usual from a Statham film, but that comes from Guy Ritchie, who I think, doesn't hit a home run here, but he legs out a double.
Now, is this one only in theaters, or is it streaming and theaters, or is it just streaming, Dan? It's so complicated now, we have to ask all those questions.
This is one of those movies that's only in theaters. I think Guy Ritchie, Statham films always do really well, especially their first 2 weekends, and I think they're taking a shot by putting it in theaters. Of course, it'll be on demand in like 2 or 3 weeks, but at least for that little window, they want to try it out. I know Galleria 6 Cinemas, they have it. A lot of area theaters actually picked it up.
Well, we were having a conversation off the air. Andrew, you said you're going to a movie. My wife went to Ronnie's last weekend with Alexa and saw the Tom and Jerry movie, but she said it was great because there were only two other people in the whole theater, so you have the whole place to yourself.
They're only selling like one like pair of seats per row, practically.
Right, because of the distancing. Dan, do you have another film? Because I want to talk about the HBO show, because we were just chatting about that, and I know that you watched an episode of the Kate Winslet. So you got another movie, or is that the only one?
You know, well, I do want to revisit a movie that I think was kind of forgotten about last year that is actually on a big streaming service now. It's an Anthony Mackie movie called Synchronic. It came out last year. It is a science fiction gem. It made my top 10 list. It has Jamie Dornan with his clothes on. Sorry, ladies.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's unique in and of itself, right?
Wow. Who needs that?
New Orleans, there are a couple New Orleans paramedics who encounter a new drug that is on the street that gives people 7 minutes of time travel. And they can go way back, or they can go way in the future. And so they're trying to corral that. And Anthony Mackie, who I think is such a star. I just think he's a good actor, but I think he's a movie star, too. And this movie really confirmed it, because it lives or dies on him. And Jamie Dornan, very good as well. So it's not what you expect, but if you like science fiction, you have Netflix, it's right there.
Oh, it's Netflix. Ooh, thanks, Dan.
And I'm going to finally watch, upon Carl's and I think your recommendation, The Mitchells versus the Machines. Haven't gotten it in last week. We're gonna, if I can get out of here, Wentzville, and not take 2 hours to get back home tonight, which is a risk, we're going to watch that tonight. All right, so you have watched, we've been talking a little bit about the HBO show, the first episode of I keep calling it Mayor from Eastwood, but it's like Mayor from East Town, right?
Mayor, not Mayor.
It's like Mayor is her name.
It's M-A-R-E. It's right. Short for I watched the first two. It's freaking awesome, isn't
it's
it,
great.
Jake?
I've watched all three.
Yeah.
It's great.
I did not like the first episode. I thought it got better second and third.
It did.
Third episode, really.
Since you told me that, I waded through and went to the second one, and it was great.
They had to introduce it.
So, Dan, where are you with this now?
I'm through the first one, and I think it's great. It's very well written. It's nice when writing can feel very realistic but also cinematic. Like, it's not like we talk, but it's like if we talked on our best day and we're really in rhythm, that's how this dialogue flows in the movie. And I'm just in awe of Kate Winslet. I think she's not talked about enough. I think, you know, Meryl Streep gets a lot of credit, Frances McDormand, but I think Kate Winslet takes a lot of chances, and this is a great role for her. And I have now learned to say, it's basically like saying mayor. It's, hey, mayor, you're the mayor. No, you're mayor.
I did not. My main criticism of the first episode is nothing happened, really. I didn't know what the show was about, but that happens a lot with dramas, with TV dramas. I'm fine with that. So I try to give them three spins, but the second episode hooked me for sure. Yeah, really good.
Well, I mean, you almost got to think, like the first episode, you're basically just turning the burner on, and then you're just getting the pan warm. You know? And the second and third episode, the ingredients start going in. Then it's going to start smelling good. And now you know I'm hungry.
Mark.
We're at Sugar Fire. Thank you, Dan. I'm out of here. I'm going to go get some food because Andrew made me hungry as well. All right, Dan Buffett, anything else you want to toss in here?
That's it. Just don't forget about Synchronic. But if you have to get your Jason Statham fix, Wrath of Man is a little bit more than what you would expect from the guy who's... Yeah, I mean, I think his facial hair is too afraid to grow out of its skin, but he'll punch it back in there.
I like funny, kind of, you know, sarcastic Jason Statham, because he's been that in several films, and when I try to take him seriously, it doesn't work as well. Right. 437, Dan Buffa, I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on. Wish we could have seen you out here in Wentzville at Sugar Fry. We'll do it next Friday. Actually, I'm off next Friday, so you can handle the whole thing. All right, Dan. Thank you very much. Jane's hanging out. Sue Thomas, Andrew, Fred, the whole gang live at Sugar Fire Smokehouse. Frank Cusimano, where the hell is he? You should be out here, too. He's probably on a golf course like last week. He joins us next. We'll talk about Albert and his future, amongst other things. The Blues heading to the playoffs coming
up
next. 97.1 FM Talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela
is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They are raking the sand volleyball courts out here. Sugar Fire Wentzville right now. I'm hearing that there are going to be players on that court in the next hour. We may have to sabotage that a little bit, just throw some extra balls.
The wind might.
I love to play. Do they want us to play?
I do love volleyball.
Me too.
I'm good at it, but I love it, and I like playing sand volleyball. We used to, Becky and I, my wife, used to play in Milwaukee every once in a while with some friends, but have gotten away from it a little bit. No, we played at like a bar that was, you know, that had the sand courts, not unlike this. Frank Cusimano is with us this afternoon. We're going to talk about sand volleyball. He'll have the handicapping of the matchups out here at Sugar Fire before the end of the segment. Frank, how are you this afternoon? Are you on the golf course again?
No, I'm actually out of town watching the youngest play a little baseball. But if I'm at Sugar Fire, I'm not playing volleyball. I'm just eating brisket and sweet potato fries.
Yes.
Amen. We are.
Absolutely. All right, let's just start with Albert here and all that excitement. And, you know, there are people that think maybe he's going to make his way back to the Cardinals clubhouse for a temporary time. I don't know what you feel about that. But look, the guy's a legend. He gave us 11 great years, didn't really accomplish what Anaheim had hoped for. And what's his next step, in your opinion? Maybe with Tony La Russa? Maybe with Mike Matheny? Maybe in St. Louis, Frank? Or none of the above?
I would think he's going to have another at bat before it's all said and done. The White Sox have already said no. They're loaded at the two positions that Albert could fill, DH and first base. The people who think it's a great story with the Cardinals, they're correct. The bottom line is, though, Paul Goldschmidt plays 155 games a year. I mean, here's the thing. Albert orchestrated this exodus because of a lack of playing time. But he got 80 at-bats with the Angels. There's no way if he was with the Cardinals, he would have had 80 at-bats. If there was a DH, maybe you could talk about it. But, you know, the only way we're going to see Albert here is, I think, in September, taking a bow, taking a few at-bats. I don't think the Cardinals could bring him back.
It doesn't really make sense. Plus, we already have people who can't hit like Matt Carpenter, right?
Yes, a lot of cynics have told me that on Twitter in the last 24 hours. Look, this is the 41-year-old Albert. This is not the 31-year-old. This is not the 21-year-old. He doesn't hit 298. He hits 198. Is he still at the home run? Yeah, but this Cardinal team has a chance to do some special things, and you just can't insert him in your lineup.
Yeah, it's been a good couple of weeks. You know, we've tracked this for a very short time this season, but I think there was a little panic at the beginning. We have Carlos Martinez that has a couple of good outings. Mm-hmm. The bats have been working. Obviously, the last two games, not the best example of that, but the Cardinals seem on track. And this is a big weekend for the Cardinals and for Nolan Arenado because the Colorado Rockies, his former team that fired Jeff Bridges, the GM who created a lot of this problem for him, but they're in town this weekend. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I think it's exactly what the doctor ordered for Cardinal fans. I mean, Colorado is the worst team in baseball, not named the Detroit Tigers, and they have no hope of winning, and they're going to get, you know, your guy, Carlos Martinez. I'll give you credit because you were the lone supporter of Carlos when everybody...
I was the lone supporter. I like him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's good. He's been great, and then you're going to get Flaherty. You're going to get Wainwright. You know, I think a sweep is a definite possibility this weekend.
That would be nice.
Well, you'd have to think that Mr. Arenado, even though he has affinity, he's spoken very highly, those are teammates. And I think with Bridges gone in particular, there's less animus there. But he's going to want to have a couple of flashes at the plate, and he's been pretty good at doing that lately, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's just exactly what the doctor ordered, especially in terms of RBIs. You know, the Cardinals, he has 22 RBIs already this season. He's on pace for well over 100. So if the Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader come can produce, then this is going to be a pretty good, interesting offensive team because you know what you're going to get at the corners. You know Tommy Edman's going to be okay. DeYoung's not going to hit for average, but he's going to hit 25. But if those two outfielders come along, this is going to be a very interesting team.
Yeah, and I like the way that Bader's come out of, you know, the injury, because he's looking great right now. All right, Frank, let's talk about the Blues, because this is another, you know, roller coaster ride that the fans have been on, but that ride appears to be heading in a very positive direction with a likely playoff appearance, and they're playing much better hockey.
They really are, and we're going to get a preview probably of the first round of the playoffs this weekend, because the Blues are likely going to open up against the Golden Knights. They have them twice this weekend. They haven't played that poorly against the Golden Knights. They're 2-3-1, but Las Vegas is so loaded that Alex Petrangelo is only their second-best defenseman. They are first in the NHL in team defense. I think it's 2.2 goals a game. So, and the Blues are going out there this weekend. Vladimir Tarasenko is not going to play tonight. Blais is not going to play tonight. Kruger's not going to play tonight. And Dunn is not going to play tonight. They need a point to clinch a playoff berth, because they're going to get in. They're so far ahead of L.A. They'd like to see it tonight, though, a big victory.
You know what's interesting? And look, we've all seen teams that have not had good beginnings, and the Yankees certainly didn't, and they're a little back on track. But, of course, all the talk over the offseason is that the Cardinals are making improvements, other teams are making some improvements. You're not as good as the Dodgers. And the Dodgers have a little trouble right now, and they just got swept by the Cubs.
Yes, we're back to baseball.
Oh, you know, it's an amazing story, because I'm telling you, Mark, you could have gone to some baseball people before the season and say, okay, you could either bet the Dodgers or the rest of the National League. And a lot of people would have said, I'll take the Dodgers, and you can have the other team. And now here L.A. is in third place. They're 17-15, and San Francisco is in first place in that division. I still think L.A. is going to win it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But they've lost 13 of their last 17, and that's the worst 17-game stretch since going 1-16 in August and September of 2017. Wow. Four straight series they've lost for the first time in 4 years, and we know that better than, you know, anybody in St. Louis. You got to win series, and the Cardinals have been winning series or at least splitting series.
Yeah, it's amazing, because while the Dodgers have been slumping, the Cardinals have got it together. And, Mark, I think a lot of us thought, hey, the Cardinals can win their division, but there's no way they can compete with the Dodgers or the Padres. And now, all of a sudden, it's early May. Do you think, you know what? Anything can happen.
Maybe. That's right.
Well, that's why this is, and you see it all the time, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And you start looking at 4th of July or the All-Star break, and then even into – we've seen so many teams.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's really good at this. Milwaukee's really good at being, because I spent all those years up there, being pretty good for a few months, and then August comes around, and you don't – have that staying power, and that separates the pretenders from the contenders. And along those lines, you would expect by the time, it would not shock me, Frank, we're talking beginning of August, and the Dodgers have a commanding lead in that division, or at least a lead.
It's still possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they lost the key pitcher to Tommy John. They still on paper. I mean, they have three MVPs in their lineup, so they're going to be just fine. But I'm not sure about the Brewers if Christian Yelich doesn't come back. I know they have knockout starting pitching, but if their most valuable commodity is not going to play much this season, that really changes their squad.
You have any thoughts? This is something near and dear to my heart just because I'm a Packers fan, and I think we might have talked about it last week, but just on the whole Aaron Rodgers situation and where that is right now in the aftermath of the NFL draft, because it's a bizarre story, and it's going to take Aaron to come out and finally, I think, say something and clarify all this eventually.
Well, you know, I have a couple of thoughts on this. First of all, there's a part of me, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, really ticked off that in the last 10 drafts, they've selected 9 defensive players. I need a second wide receiver, and what did they do last year? They gave me a backup quarterback. And then I see Tom Brady go to Tampa and have all those offensive toys to play with and think, why can't that be me? So I understand where he's coming from, but Mark, one key thing about the NFL – you win a lot if you have quarterbacks willing to take less money so you can fill the roster with great pieces around you like Brady has always done, or you're like, you get that quarterback on that rookie contract like Patrick Mahomes where they could surround him with a lot of talent. Rodgers always wants to be the highest paid guy, and he only has one Super Bowl to show for it.
Well, you're right, because there has to be some flexibility with the cap, which is another reason that he probably is going to have a challenge going to play for somebody else because of the cap hit and the salary that they would have to take on. So I just feel like it's almost over, and if he's not coming back to Green Bay, the Packers are going to just be miserable in the bottom of that division for a long time to come, and that's not going to be something that will make me happy, but we'll see. All right, Frank, I know you're out of town. You're with the family. We'll let you go. Have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday afternoon. We'll catch up after, hopefully, a sweep of the Rockies and some more success by the Blues. Frank Cusimano from KSDK, always with us on Friday afternoon. Thank you, Frank.
Bye, Frank.
Okay, thank you, Mark and Jen. Appreciate it.
4:54, it is live. The Mark Rubin Show live at Sugar Fire Smokehouse in Wentzville. It's not supposed to rain, I don't think, but it got a little cloudy out here, but it's comfortable.
Windy.
You can hear the wind. Can you hear the wind, Carl? Yeah. Can you hear the wind back in the studio every
From
once in a while?
From time to time.
It has been whipping up. Yeah, yeah. We do hear it. All right, I see in the distance Steve Ellman, who is the county executive of St. Charles. He's all dressed up like a county executive. Aww. Always would be.
Looking good.
He is going to stop by for a quick visit here after 5 o'clock here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there. We have an hour to go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.